Welcome to Hammer Down.
Dad.
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that today is Big Sale Friday. Our entire website, store.patmcafeeshow.com, is 20% off. We do have Hammer Down merch on there. Gumpy and I are wearing Hammer Down ugly Christmas sweaters. You like these, Mike? Can you see them?
I love them. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, look
yeah,
at it. You got the nice
pants shirt today. You know, I'm
oh, yeah, you are.
Let's go.
You look good.
I got a little Colts colors going here. I like it.
Michael, nice. You can find Michael's hoodie on the website. Also, 20% off. Everything's 20% off. And if you buy something, you're entered in, you could win one of three PS5s that Pat is giving away as well. So a nice little deal there. Like I said, I am Tone Diggs. This is Hammer Down. We talk gambling. Let's do that. Let's get to that. Pat McAfee Show. Mr. Pat McAfee will be joining us. Sitting next to him is Kyle Gump Cathcart.
Good day, Tony.
Good man. He's from Canada. He brings the nukes. He brings the stats. He brings the trends. Joining us on FaceTime is a former NFL GM. What's going on, Pat?
A lot of juice, Tony.
Former NFL GM, host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN, the Daily Shuffle Pod. Or sorry, the GM Shuffle Pod. The Daily Coach and Daily writes for Athletics. Sorry, you do so many things, Michael. I got things confused there.
The more you can do, the better off you are.
The
more you can
you're do, not starting the day with the Daily Coach. What are you doing?
You're wrong. You're wrong if you're not doing that.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate you. Yeah, it's growing big. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. All your help.
I watched, I read it, you know, before I walked in here. A lot of juice going on out in the office for this week in general for our show. Being the time where we get back on our bullshit from a couple weeks ago.
Yes, 1,000%.
When we just hand out all winners. We don't get duped this weekend.
No.
Not today. This weekend is the weekend when the nukes are lining up with the power rankings and the scared and the feel betters. We are going to get hot this weekend. That's what we're going to do. That's why the vibe's good on this big sale feel good Friday.
Big feel good Friday.
I feel good. You feel good? You guys feel good?
I do.
I looked at the board and I was like, hey, good board.
That board could get got.
Yeah. You got to get yours more than you get got, though.
Now, there's some great games that I feel good about, like my normal process, and there's a couple games where I'm like, you know, they should win, but there's some things I'm worried about.
Go ahead.
So, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, fuck.
Andy Reid off of a bye. He's like 17-7 or something like that in the regular season. Chiefs revenge game because they lost earlier in the year. Chiefs revenge game because Andy's pissed that they were driving buses around the stadium. The Chiefs know they win this game. They basically win the division.
Chiefs 5-0 against the spread. Last five falling against the spread loss.
All of those things. Great.
Vendettas.
Great for the Chiefs.
Yes.
They're the better team. They have Pat Mahomes. Blah, 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 blah. The only thing that worries me is they are number like 27 or something like that in yards per rush on defense. And the Raiders are number 5 in the league in yards per rush on offense. So that's the only thing that scares me. Should I be scared about that, Michael Lombardi?
I'm not at all. I think this is a game that they'll come out. I mean, Andy Reid's going to do a lot of different things. The Raiders are going to have a walkthrough Sunday morning if they get these guys back. If they get them back. Now, there's no guarantee they'll get their defense back, but their defense isn't very good anyway. I think this is Kansas City being explosive. And one thing about the Chiefs defense with Chris Jones in there, rested, knowing what they have to do to stop it, I think this is a game the Chiefs show their dominance and win this by 10 points.
And by the way, I like that Andy Reid is using that victory lap thing as motivation, knowing that, hey, listen, their entire team is out. Okay, of COVID right now. They're not even going to be able to practice. Your team has not really been as dominant in every single game as the Chiefs should be. It's about that time last year where the Chiefs started taking off and separating themselves from everybody. It does feel like this is a blowout waiting to happen, even though the Raiders beat them just a few weeks back.
Yeah, I mean, look, Sammy Watkins is even – they got all their guys. There's no excuses. It's indoor. It's pristine conditions. You get that team on carpet with pristine conditions, I think they're tough to play. I like them a lot. I do. I like – this is one of those I'm definitely going to be on.
But I know you're on this, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Gumpy, you got nukes for us on this one?
I mean, the Chiefs are just a force against the spread like you were talking about, Tony. Chiefs 9-1 against the spread versus teams with a winning record last 10. 12-3-1 against the spread their last 16 as a favorite. 24-9-1 against the spread their last 34 road games. And the Raiders 6-16 against the spread their last 22 following a straight up win.
Bro. So this is one of those ones we're all on again. It's going to be a problem.
No. We're going to get back to when it was.
Oh, yeah.
I still say that was the right side last night.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk Cardinals. These decisions being
Cardinals
made.
Shot themselves in the foot.
Well, I think, you know, like I said yesterday on the show, I think it was a game that they had to have. I mean, let's face it. They had to have it. It was do or die. They're wild card at best if they don't win that game. Mm-hmm. There was a sense of urgency in their play. And look, as bad as the Cardinals played in the game, they got a chance to throw. I mean, he misses that 7 cut over to Isabella. Guy's open for a touchdown. He's going to tie that game up. He's just a little late with the throw. I thought he was hurt. I really did. I didn't think his shoulder felt the best.
Well, the third and two, that third down stop that turns into a personal foul, touchdown two things later. The time of game, you're talking at the end there. You take three straight shots at the end zone. You have nothing but time there. There's a lot of things last night where the Cardinals played nowhere near the best football they could play. And maybe this is going to be the thing. What is it in the football business, in the coaching world? Like, potential will get you fired. Like, somebody's potential will get you fired, because it's always like, we have the potential to be this. We have the potential to be this. The Cardinals' potential has lost me a lot of money this year, but I still feel like, if they ever hit their potential, they could really do some damage, I think.
Yeah, I want to go back to the Raider game. If you look, other than that game in Kansas City this year, they lost by 8. They've beaten the Raiders by 31, 18, 32, 7, and 11 the last 5 games.
Bam, boom, pow.
So you're saying they have the ability. And the last –
the game they won in week 2 of last year – they won 28-10. They only scored in the second quarter. They scored 28 points, but they only scored in the second quarter. Here's their yardage in these games: 408, 469, 409, 467, 259, and they scored 40. And then last year, in last game, they had 413.
And that defense,
I don't know. I mean, they're going to get over 400 yards. Uh-huh. He's not going to turn. They're not going to turn the ball over. You tell me how the Raiders keep it within 8.
And Tyrann Mathieu, right? I feel like he's pretty like emotional guy. If they are, and by the passionate guy, I shouldn't say emotional guy, passionate guy. The victory lap thing could be something where, you know what I mean? Like, that defense last year was playing really good, and it was not talked about much. Maybe this is something, this week is one where they're like, let's go ahead and just take this will be interesting. Chris Jones back, you said healthy, rested. This feels like a hammer on top of all hammers, right? I mean, this really does.
It almost seems too good to be true.
It does, doesn't it? Which I'm not scared about.
It feels very much like when they played the Bills, to be honest, and they put a number on them.
Yeah,
in shitty weather.
Yeah.
Let me look. I'm trying to look at – so 60% of the tickets are on the Chiefs. 91% of the money is on the Chiefs. So
fuck.
No, I mean the big money. I mean –
gonna go to 8.5 before the weekend.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Oh, we got to get that now, you're saying? Is that going to be an early lock for all of us for the weekend?
Yeah.
I think it's going to go up. I don't think there's smart money coming in on Vegas to keep it down.
No.
Are we all locking that in? I would like to lock that in as one of my bets for the weekend.
Right? Oh, yeah.
-8, please and thank you.
-8. Is that what you're getting too, Lombardi?
Yes, sir.
All right, me as well. All right, here we go.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right.
Another game that I found.
Is that yours too? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm in on that.
All right, let's go. Hey, we need to get a team bet. Needs to get back on the winning side.
Well, I said it was one of those games that I had one thing that I was worried about, and that was Josh Jacobs and the Vegas running game to keep it out of the hands of the Chiefs. And Lombardi said, "Hey, fucking don't worry about it, pal." And then I fucking kissed my Maloykin and Thian Horn, and I said, "Let's go fucking forward."
But here's the thing about that: it's like field position with Peyton Manning. You know, one of the reasons why Belichick went for it on 4th-and-1 in his own territory.
Oh, that was awesome.
Because field position with Peyton Manning really didn't matter. Because if he punts it there, Peyton could have had the ball there in 3 plays, mm-hmm. right? Boom, 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 he's down the field. You know, Jacobs, he can hold the ball forever. At 3 plays, Kansas City's going to score. Kansas City never wins the – look, they only had the ball for 21 minutes against the Carolina Panthers and scored all those points.
It's cool. All right, we're all on the Chiefs.
Let's go, boys.
Another one that I had – One concern about, and that was Packers and Colts minus 1.5. Packers at the Colts minus 1.5. Packers are a little nuky for you here, Gumpy. You know it. You told me, but we knew. But we all know about it. Packers are 12-0 ATS after an ATS loss.
Their last 72, Tony, after an against the spread loss, 48-23-1.
So Rodgers is very good after not covering the spread. They are going to Indianapolis, no weather conditions, another team that's going to be on a fast field. I was concerned, we've talked about this with the Colts before, are the Packers a team that can pressure Phillip Rivers?
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody really. He's only been sacked 5 times in the last 5 weeks.
They're number one.
Much pressure. I think it's make them play faster. Do I think they can make them play a little bit faster? Yeah, I do. I think the key to this game is, can the Colts run the ball to keep it away from Rodgers? I think that's going to be the key. You know, when you look at these two teams in the last 5 games, both of them are 3-2. You know, both of them have protected the football really well. But I think when you look at Rodgers in the last 2 games, you know, he's averaged over 9 yards per attempt and 7.7 over the last 5. I think indoors they're healthy. I mean, I know the line has moved to the Colts. I understand that. But this is the same thing that happened in the Ravens game. Uh-huh. The line moved to the Colts. I'm just not sure that, you know, I'm going to take in this game the best quarterback.
Yeah, I would bank on the way it's been going this year. Phillip Rivers has a good game, has a bad game, back and forth. Can he put two together? I'll bet on Rodgers over whether or not Phillip Rivers can put it together.
You know, I've been in a bad spot here with this game. You know what I mean, Lombardi? Like, I'm in a bad spot here. One guy, one team, grossly overpaid me, okay, in the Indianapolis Colts. And their defense has been legit. Darius Leonard is slighted by Aaron Rodgers, saying Fred Warner is the best inside linebacker in the game or whatever. So there's a motivated defense as well. DeForest Buckner has been a great addition to that defense that was already good. So, you know, maybe the Packers offense can't be as efficient as they seem to always be, maybe, or whatever. And then Phillip Rivers, though, that offense has been able to move here whenever Phillip Rivers has time. And with that stat you just said about the O-line protecting him in the last 5 games, I mean, they're going to be able to move, and Nyheim Hines could potentially make people miss. So I'm really torn. So we put it up to a poll, a Viva Lazito poll, on who I should be rooting for this weekend, because obviously personal relationship with Aaron, he has done a lot for our show. I mean, he is an incredibly nice human to everybody. And then the Colts, they grossly overpaid me, so I'm kind of torn. Right now, the poll has over 15,000 votes. Colts 51%, Packers 49%. So it's like this game is a... This game is one where everybody's like, who knows what's going to happen here?
Yeah, I mean, and I had the Packers on my power rankings. I got to send them to you as the favorite. I mean, I thought Green Bay should have been the favorite in this game by just a point, you know. And if I get Aaron in a point and a half, I think I got to take it.
We will see if we take those later in the show when we do our picks.
Yeah, yeah.
Titans at Ravens minus 5. I believe it opened at 6.5. The Ravens were minus 6.5. It's coming down. Both teams are tough to get a read on right now. Michael, do you have a read on this game at all?
Well, I think, first of all, let's start on the injury front here in this game. It's a concern because the Ravens' 2 best defensive linemen, Williams and Calais Campbell, mm-hmm. neither have practiced as of today. This is Friday, Calais. So that's a concern. The Tennessee Titans offensive line has got Saffold's not going to play. They're going to start Isaiah Wright, their first-round draft pick. Is going to see his first action of the season in the game. So, you know, the both defensive line of the Ravens and the offensive line of the Titans are kind of going through a transitional state. So that's the injuries are concerning there. When you break down, and I spent some time on the Titans this week, really where the Titans have failed the better and failed all of us is their inability to make explosive plays like they did earlier in the season. They were really good at making explosive plays and getting the ball down the field. They haven't been able to do that. If you look in the last 5 weeks, they have just been they've made no plays over 25 yards, and Tannehill has kind of regressed to the norm. And this will be a challenging game. Now, I don't know if Jimmy Smith's going to play. Marcus Peters has been hurt. The Ravens are kind of beat up in this game. And I think that's the concern that you have is when they do that, when you break this, they're 1-3, the Titans are 1-3 in the last four games, and they've averaged 6.95 yards per attempt down the field. Here's the scary part about that. They've only turned the ball over one time in those four games.
Cool. Their defense looked very bad against the Colts.
Yep.
Here's
the last game against the Colts, they made no plays of over 25 yards in the game. They've had six over the last, so they're not getting it down the field. They're not making plays down, and if you know, that's what they were doing earlier in the year, and that's why they haven't scored the point. They've only scored 85 points in the last 4 weeks.
And they're a team. I kind of talked about this with the Seahawks last night. The Seahawks, I saw like juice from them again. You know what I mean? Like it felt like the attitude was back. Like there was a little bit of swagger. It looked like they'd been dead for a couple of weeks, which is why I asked. Like. And it's hard to have juice whenever you're playing bad football, but it just looked like a different Seahawks team. And little did we know, I mean, there was a nuke that was left out. Is the Seahawks going into last night were 6-0 in those action green uniforms that they wore.
Oh.
They became 7-0 last night in those uniforms.
That's a real
thing. That's something that could potentially be. But they look like they had the juice back. The Titans haven't had that, like, the feel that they had last year, you know, like or maybe they had earlier in the year when Derrick Henry's just rolling over people and like Vrabel's doing this. And I think Taylor Lewan being out is a big deal. I have no way. I don't know which way to go on this particular one. I like the Titans, but then I immediately think, like, are they going to be the team that they could be, which is what I've been betting on a lot here in losing with. Are they going to be the team that they could be? And hopefully that's the case.
Here's where I think potentially maybe the story of the game. Tennessee runs the ball the sixth most in the NFL. Baltimore runs the ball second most in the NFL. They are number eight and number five in running the ball. Surprisingly, Baltimore's defense is number 21 in stopping the run, and Tennessee's defense is number 20 in stopping the run. So whatever defense is going to potentially be able to stop the run may potentially win this ball game.
What's the over-under on that game?
The over-under, let me see, it opened at 49.5, which is not low. It's not a low total. It's still at 49.5.
Okay, if they're going to run the ball that much,
does that make sense, Michael? Do you think they will try to run the ball with those defenses potentially not being great at it?
If you add up the passing game the last two times Tennessee's played Baltimore, 2018 when Matt LaFleur was calling plays into last year in the playoff game, they've thrown for 134 yards combined in both games.
So the under is, it feels like that's probably the smart bet of the game there, because it's going to be a lot of clock, a lot of clock back and forth.
They're both going to try to run the ball. Now, the Ravens are, you know, I wrote this for The Athletic today. The Ravens are 42 yards less per game running than they were last year. And Lamar's 20 yards down than he was last year. And so they've got to figure out a way to get that missing 42 yards is what they need to get back. Somehow they got to make an explosive run. They can do it against Tennessee's run defense for sure.
And then, I mean, we talked about it a little bit on Pat's show. Like, these games are huge. There's so many teams at 6-3. These are two of them. There's the top two teams in the Steelers and Chiefs. They're probably going to win their divisions. And then every other single team that's going in the playoff hunt has three losses. Like, every single game this time of the year is. Football's the best. You said it. Football's the best.
Football's the best, man. There's some shit teams. There's some great teams. And then there's a lot of teams that are looking to get in right now.
You know, it's funny. It's like Pittsburgh. You know, typically I would say Pittsburgh and lay the 10 against a bad team in Jacksonville. But the Thursday slate, I think, impedes is something that we got to talk about. Baltimore's got to turn around and play Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh on Thursday night while we stuff turkey down our throats. I mean, that's a tough You're playing Tennessee, then Pittsburgh. That's hard. You went New England, Tennessee, Pittsburgh in 10 days. I mean, that's a gruel for them.
That is some gruel.
Yeah, but for the Steelers, their bye week was week four or whatever.
Yeah, they had a similar situation where because of that, they then had to play Tennessee, Baltimore.
Right. My question to you guys are, if you like Pittsburgh and laying the 10, do you think Pittsburgh's going to go to fly to Jacksonville and get in and out of there as quick as they can, win by 7 and go home?
I cook them as a teaser, by the way.
I think the Jaguars are playing decent football right now, Mike. That's why I wouldn't lay the points with the Steelers.
I wouldn't lay the points on that reason. I mean, the last 2 weeks, this Jacksonville has played better. But then you're asking a rookie quarterback against Pittsburgh's pass rush. Jacksonville's given up 15 sacks in the last – they give up 3 sacks a game, and this poor kid's going to get the shit knocked out of him.
As a Steelers fan, I don't – I don't trust
them
going.
We're not laughing at him, by the way, getting hurt. No. We're just saying, like, that is very much what's going
to
happen.
I don't trust them. It's a bad idea to trust them to go on the road as a double-digit favorite and look well, look good. All
right, so here's the other thing I think we have to think about. The look-ahead lines, we learned this last week. Cardinals at Seattle, the look-ahead line was 5.5. It ended up being 3.5. Mm-hmm. And when the line moved to the team, if you would have taken the team you won, the Browns opened up -2. They're up to -2. They're up to -3.5. The Packers opened up -2.5. Now the Colts are -1.5. The Ravens were at -7. Now the Ravens are -6. The Vikings opened up at 9.5. Now they're down to 7.5. The Dolphins opened up pick'em, and now they're -3, maybe going to 3.5. The Chargers opened up at 10.5. Now they're -9. That's the riddle we got to solve.
Where it's going. Where it's going.
No, I'm not solving any riddles. I'm feeling things out.
Michael, one more game I want to go through before we get to the picks, and I know you got to go at 4, so we'll do it quickly. The news this morning of Taysom Hill being the starter, even though that Sean Payton says he hasn't named a starter, but everyone's reporting Taysom Hill is going to be the starter. What does that do for you in this game?
You know, I think you can see the betting lines coming hard in on the Falcons. Mm-hmm. I think Sean needs to know what he has. The other report that came out about that there's no role for there's no role for Winston to me was really strange. Like, that made no sense to me at all. I'm not saying it's not true. It just doesn't make sense to me because you need Taysom's not, you know, he's not really played a lot of games. I think that Winston would actually have to get in there. And plus, Hill's been hurt in college, so you'd have to get Winston ready to play at some capacity. So,
well, why would that get out, too?
Lombardi, offense.
Lombardi, why would that even get out of the building, either?
Like, that makes no sense at all to me, Pat. I don't know who – like, there's no way Sean Payton told that and said, oh, we didn't give any reps to Winston this week. Like, why – like, who would say that? Like, those who know Sean Payton, the fact that – the Hill thing got out. He's probably raising hell in his building that somebody leaked that out, if that's true.
Golly. Yeah, because maybe it was Jameis's people that leaked it, because
who knows?
There has to be – or it was just
I found
a troll by somebody.
Just like you, I was very surprised because when they announced that Taysom was starting, I was like, okay, he may be starting, but he may take the first snap of the game, but Jameis is going to get some reps. And then 10 minutes later, it came out that Jameis doesn't have a package. I was super surprised as well.
Stupid. Just none of it makes sense.
All right. You guys come to the show for one reason.
Yep. Can we put the records up? See where we're at?
Yeah. Put the records up, Mitt.
Oh, I thought I was 2-1 last night. Oh. I thought I was 2-1 last night. No, was it? No, I was 1-1. I put a tweet out very publicly. Hey, I like Kenyon Drake to score a tighter, but it wasn't on this show, so it doesn't count. That is only on this show. That is only on this show. I understand. Lombardi, 19-19. Let's go, bud, huh? Maybe take 7-8 swings at the thing, maybe. Maybe 7-8 picks this week.
I'm going to take the Eagles and the 3 points.
Oh, jeez. No Myles Garrett.
I'm going to take Kansas City, lay the 8. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Bucks minus the 4.
Oh.
And, you know, I think I'm going to take the Packers, and I'll take the 1.5. There's 4 for you right there.
Why do you like the Bucks so much since we didn't talk about it against the Rams? I believe that's on Monday night.
Yep.
I guess, you know what? Save it for Monday. We'll talk about it on Monday.
Yep. I mean, I'll take the Packers in the minus and get the 1.5.
So you got you like the Eagles, Mike?
Yep. I know the Eagles' run stats are horrendous, but without Myles Garrett, the Eagles better move the football effectively.
They better. Gumpy.
This, to me, this is make or break for the Eagles. This is one of those games they have to win.
Just like last night, you said it for the Seahawks.
Yep.
Gumpy, go ahead.
God darn it.
I'm taking the Bengals and the points.
Ooh.
I like that.
Bengals 6-0 against the spread last 6, following a straight-up loss.
Boom.
4-0 against the spread last 4 versus a team with a losing record.
Boom.
6-2 against the spread their last 8 games.
Boom.
5-2 against the spread their last 7 as an underdog.
Bang, bang, bang.
Football team 0-4 against the spread their last 4 as a favorite.
Boom.
And the underdog in this meeting is 4-0 against the spread last 4 meetings.
I like this.
I did originally like that bet, and then Joe Mixon has been playing a lot. That one hurt him being out, and then T. Higgins potentially with an illness. So something to watch.
There's a lot of things going on right here.
Something to watch.
Is Chase Young playing?
I don't know. Go ahead, Gumpy.
Joe Burrow's going to want to beat Chase.
Taking the Patriots -1.5. Patriots 7-3-1 against the spread. Their last 11 versus the Texans. Texans 4-10 against the spread. Last 14 home games. And 1-5 against the spread, their last six as a home dog.
Okay.
They stink.
Okay, boom.
And I'm going to do something that I do not do often.
Whoa.
I'm taking the fish.
Oh. Dolphins, let's go.
Dolphins 5-1-1 against the spread, their last seven as a favorite.
Boom.
4-1 against the spread, last five road games.
Boom.
7-1 against the spread, their last eight versus Denver.
Boom.
And 4-0 against the spread, their last four in Denver.
Bang, bang, bang.
Michael, why does that open up as a pick 'em and go to three when the Broncos have looked so fucking bad?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It's a scary game to me. If you watch Drew Lock, I mean, you think this line should be six, not three.
And he was questionable. He has practiced today and yesterday with his ribs.
It's scary. It's really scary. I don't see it.
It's scary.
I agree with Gump. I agree with that. I think Miami's a good play. I bet on all the circuit contests, Miami will be the most popular play of the weekend.
Go ahead, Gumpy.
I'm laying the seven with the Vikings.
Boom.
Cowboys 0-5 against the spread, their last five meetings in Minnesota.
Boom.
0-5 against the spread, their last five versus the Vikings.
Bang.
Vikings 6-1 against the spread, their last seven.
Boom.
And they're 4-1 against the spread, their last five following an against the spread win.
Boom. Michael, I was also going to take the Vikings, and I was kind of scared off by the stat that Malone is 10-2 ATS after a bye. Should that scare me?
Post one.
Count that up to Rodgers.
Malone, who?
Who's Malone?
Oh, you mean? I got it. You know, I went back and looked that up.
McCarthy.
I mean, he's had a lot of hard time with Mike Zimmer when he was in Green Bay. Struggled on third down against Mike Zimmer. He struggled to move the football against Mike Zimmer. Averaged under 6 yards of completion against Mike Zimmer. It's not a really good matchup for him up there.
And that was when he had Aaron Rodgers and not Andy Dalton. Gump.
Yes.
Continue.
Taking the Packers and the points, everything we talked about already, and the underdog in this matchup, 4-1 against the spread last five meetings.
Boom.
Okay.
And then the last one is the Chiefs for everything we talked about.
Beautiful. Yeah, all right, Patty Mac.
I got the Saints -3.5. Let's go. Just feels like Taysom Hill and Sean Payton are going to be celebrating, laughing in everybody's faces on Sunday.
I agree with that.
Cincinnati Bengals +1.5. I like them, even with the injuries. I like Joe Burrow. I feel like they play teams close. The under in Baltimore and Tennessee, because the running that's going to happen. I like the Dolphins -3.5 as well. And the Kansas City Chiefs, because we're all in on that one.
Love
Beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. I am taking the Vikings.
Let's go.
-7. Their run game is just going to dominate the Cowboys. I have the Chiefs for all the reasons we talked about. Unfortunately, I'm going the Falcons because I think Taysom Hill stinks.
Oh, okay. No, that's not unfortunate, dude. It's your bet.
Well, I mean, I just don't like going against people in a room.
No, that's all right, dude. It happens.
I'm going with the Patriots. Also, the run game, good run game versus Houston's terrible, just like the Cleveland Browns last week. Hopefully, you know, nobody runs out of bounds this week.
Yeah, smart.
And then my heart said that my number one bet of the week was going to be on the Bengals. I fucking loved them against the Washington football team. Oh, and then I did all the research, and I'm going to take the Washington football team.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. That's gutsy there.
Trust me, I don't like it.
There's a chance two of these that I picked, you are right. That's going to no, – it'll be an honor to turn the pinky ring over to you if this is
no, the no, week. I mean, I don't like them. It just
– me neither.
I have to follow what I do.
Yeah, you got a process, dude. Trust the process.
Do what you do, Paul.
Michael, you head over to New England, do your interview, and we can't thank you enough.
You guys. Have a great weekend. Be in touch. We'll be talking.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Zon. Have a good one.
Tell you what, you know what's turned into an exciting thing right now?
What's that, dude?
The +1, -1 Survivor. We're down to two.
Yeah, pretty pumped.
Is you, Pat McAfee.
The two big guns.
And Mitt.
Let's go. I could potentially have two pinky rings.
You could have
this
two.
Could be big. Let's
two
go.
Two pinky rings. Mitt, we'll start with you. Who do you like?
All right.
Jesus Christ.
You ever learn?
My favorite part of the week.
Jeez.
Favorite part of the week.
Come on, bro.
All right. I'm going to be going with the Colts here. I'm thinking the hometown team.
You idiot.
All we need is a win, right? Scum, so
yeah, Colts money line.
Hometown team, baby. Colts money line. Let's go defense.
I'm going to go with the Packers then.
Yes.
So we'll just do that game. We'll just do that game. Whoever wins, wins.
I love that move.
Oh, whoa. My God. What if the Colts, because I just took the Packers, and I only took the Packers there just for this.
I know.
You know?
End it.
And then I guess, you know, I'd have a lot to talk about with Aaron on Tuesday. You know what I mean?
If Teddy starts for the Panthers.
Which is an if.
I will take the Panthers in the points.
If Teddy starts. So you get I'll 10 picks this week?
I'll tweet that out.
Oh, whoa. We're counting tweeted bets?
No, like I'll tweet it out like we did for the Cardinals for you last week.
Okay, so I would have had to preface that with, I'm going to put a Kenyon Drake anytime score later on Twitter.
Official.
Yeah.
Official bet.
Because, you know, it's hard to get winners these days. You know what I mean? It's hard to get winners these days.
You got to get up pretty early in the morning if you want to hunt.
It's hard.
Tony's going hunting.
That goddamn Kenyon Drake one. I mean, I felt so good about it, and it can't even benefit the show.
What is the holding call rule on the safety?
Yeah, it started at the half yard line.
I was very curious. I mean, a lot of people on Twitter told me I was wrong because the hold carried on into the end zone, but I thought it was where it started.
Well, if you're throwing the flag, it's where it started at, right?
Exactly.
And where the flag lands is. I mean, I would think
in my head, if he's still holding in the end zone,
then it is
potentially.
So he holds at the beginning, gets the call, let's go, let his quarterback.
If he lets let's go. No, that's not a good idea.
If it's an egregious hold, it goes until the end of the hold. I don't know. I thought it was.
I couldn't believe how quickly they just threw the flag and said, "Fuck us, safety, fuck it."
Like, see ya. Punt the ball to the other team. Let's go.
Punt it away.
Move along.
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of. What were we talking about? Oh, getting up early and hunting winners. Gumpy hit like a $4,000 parlay last week on college football.
Yeah, he's really good at the college football.
Crapshoot.
No, I don't think so.
And footy. Footy's back. Do you have footy picks for this week?
He has a hammer.
I have a plethora. I will tweet them all out Saturday and Sunday. There's tons of games, but I will give you some.
Bubba Gumpino.
Lazio, money line. Against Crotone. Crotone only have 2 points on the season. Lazio haven't lost in 3.
Which league is that?
Italian Serie A.
Okay, Italy.
And then I'm also going to take RB Leipzig, money line, minus 115.
This is Bundesliga German.
They've won 4 of 5. They've only lost 1 all year. Frankfurt haven't won in 4. And then you also have Dortmund money line over Hertha Berlin.
This is also the Bundesliga. Okay.
Dortmund's won 4 of 5. Hertha's only won 1 of 5. Those are all Saturday. If you want to take a shot in the dark at plus 150, Bayer Leverkusen minus 1 over Arminia Bielefeld. Leverkusen have won 4 straight. And also
the German Bundesliga.
Who am I? I'm Leverkusen. Is the only one?
Minus 1. Yeah. What I would do is I would take Leverkusen in a parlay with another team. Both of the money lines are probably like minus 140, minus 160. Those lines have been going up. And then Sunday, we're going back with Union Berlin. I have no idea why, but you can get them at draw no bet at FanDuel at minus 122 right now. They haven't lost in 5, and if you're feeling frisky, take them on the money line at plus 160.
Who's this again?
Union Berlin.
Oh, you love this one.
They are a good squad.
Yeah, you love this one.
And here's another one in the Spanish La Liga. Fuck. Real Sociedad is first in the league. They've won 5 straight. They are moneyline minus 120. They got David Silva from Man City, and the guy is an absolute maestro. They are playing great footy. Take them on the moneyline on Sunday as well.
That's in Spain?
Yep. And I got a bunch more. I'll tweet them all out over the weekend.
Atta boy.
So they're minus 125 right now.
Yeah.
Also, again, this weekend, the college football parlay is back on FanDuel. Make sure you opt in. It's 5+ legs. You got to pick 5 games, 5 winners, not money line winners, against the spread winners. You bet $25 if you hit 5 of 6, 6 of 7, 7 of 8. You get that $25 back. We've been doing it every week. Mine this week is Georgia Southern plus 3.5 against Army. Rice plus 1.5 against North Texas. FIU plus a 7.5 against Western Kentucky. San Diego State minus 1.5 against Nevada. Cincinnati minus 4.5 against UCF. And Georgia State minus 3.5 against South Alabama.
There we go. There we go. That one's going to hit, I think.
Chanticleers are minus 4.5 as well against App State.
Good. Yeah. Ooh,
that
App
one was a
State,
tough one.
App State, Coastal Carolina battle, kind of the
battle, yep.
The, is this the dawning of a new day? Mm-hmm. The passing of the baton?
Correct.
UCF Cincinnati.
Yes, also.
Is this the passing of a baton? Big games this weekend, those two.
And then you got, I didn't pick it because I have no idea, but Indiana being 20.5 point dogs to Ohio State seems like a lot of points.
Does it?
I don't know. That's a lot of points. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it.
That somewhere.
I'm not going to take it.
Find it. Go through the launch codes, pal. Go ahead and figure it out. This is the last thing we got to do this week. I'm right here. What we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Sale Friday. Big Sale Friday. 20% off.
Oh, here we go.
Store.patmagvishow.com.
Free. Win a one of three PS5s. You're automatically entered to win one of three PS5s if you buy some.
Every time I tried to explain it to I found myself jumbling around.
You got to make sure you say it right. Yeah.
Since 2005, teams favored by more than 14 points in a matchup of top 10 teams are 11-1 straight up, but only 5-7 against the spread.
Okay. Oh, so it's not really.
Okay.
And then since 2005, top 10 teams favored by 30 or more points have gone 147, 192, and 2, 43% against the spread. Tomorrow you have Alabama minus 30 versus Kentucky, Clemson minus 35 at FSU, Gators minus 31.5 at Vandy, and BYU football minus 47.5 at North Alabama.
Clemson FSU one feels like it's...
FSU stinks.
Well, they play good every once in a while.
Yeah, they do.
But Clemson has to be on a warpath right
now. Yeah, after the Kentucky-Alabama one, Alabama's going to fucking score, and Kentucky cannot score, but Kentucky could play a little bit...
47.5 for BYU.
BYU's
they're undefeated. They're so good. They're like very good. But the that Clemson FSU one feels good. No, just ETN didn't go top 10 in the NFL because he wanted to go back to college.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? To have because they had some unfinished business or whatever. Mm-hmm. Feels like that's going to be a. They're probably going to be on a war path if I had to.
If you had to guess.
If I had to guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Trevor will be back as well.
Yeah, that's a 50 potential. No offense, FSU. You guys are going to figure it out maybe. But
no offense.
You just happen to be in the way, I think, of a team that's going.
All right.
I want to add that to my bet.
You want it?
Yeah.
I love that.
Add that one in there.
Throw it on there.
Close. I'll tweet out a bunch of college picks tomorrow.
Do those count?
No.
You just hinted at them.
Well, if they do, I mean, my record's fucking through the roof. Pal.
You can throw that 7-1 from last weekend up there if you want.
Can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching and spreading the word. As always, we've got a bunch of merch for 20% off, like Pat said, on store.patmanshow.com.
Hey, you guys did a great job designing a lot of this stuff, by the way.
These are good.
Hey, shout out Jay McAfee.
These are good.
Yeah, Jason did some. Also, Mitch, a guy named Mitch did some. A lady named Mystica. She did some.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was. You guys did a good job.
Good stuff.
I was pretty hands off with this whole thing.
Well,
I like to be surprised by them, too. Okay, some things I like to enjoy as well.
Good luck this weekend. Good luck.
Let's have a weekend.
Let's have a weekend.
Let's have get a these weekend. Winners.
Oh, no. The ring just fell off.
Oh, shit. Hammer.
No. Oh, Don.
Ring Don.